you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, October 4th, 2016. I should have maybe began with some Christmas instrumental, as last night the Singing Men of GNN, we began on our Christmas selections that we'll be presenting in December. So men, this would be a great time for you to come join us on Monday nights. We meet from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Great News Radio Center over at Lincoln Square. So it was a great rehearsal with the men last night, at least the portion that I got to sing with the guys. But with this being October, Pastor Appreciation Month, I'm going to begin with an email that I received last week. Subject, Pastor Appreciation Month. And as mentioned, this was an email I received last week from David Muriel. He teaches computer at Judah Christian. I believe is their director of spiritual formation, or at least is heading that up. He's working on his doctorate of ministry in pastoral counseling. He has a master's of divinity from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. And quite possibly in the coming days we'll have him on, maybe a Testimony Tuesday, to share some of his faith journey and introduce his wife to the Great News Radio listeners. But I really appreciated his email bringing to our attention that October is Pastor Appreciation Month. So he gives some thoughts. And let's see, it looks like 10, 20, 20, 25 or so recommendations or ideas on how to honor those spiritual leaders, those pastors that put their heart and soul into their work and ministry to bless us. So here's how his email began, as received last Tuesday, September 27th. I was going to wait to Friday to write this, but it hit me that writing it today may give you more time to be creative. This Sunday marks the beginning of Pastor Appreciation Month, sometimes called Clergy Appreciation Month. What is Pastor Appreciation Month, you ask? About 25 years ago, a layman in a church realized that even groundhogs have a day, but there isn't a time to encourage and honor your pastors and their families, so he started this movement. Pastor Appreciation Month is picked up among churches and denominations as a way to show their pastor love and appreciation. Having been in pastoral ministry for over 2 decades, I have to admit that these expressions of love were incredibly encouraging to me. Your pastor carries the burden of your congregation to the Lord in prayer every day, and they often weigh heavy on his heart. When someone is in crisis, often he is the one who gets the call and drops everything to be there. When there is a death, he is there to mourn with those who mourn and also offer comfort. People are often quick to criticize his shortcomings or point out his flaws. Pastors often hear, through the grapevine, that a person or group of people are unhappy with his leadership. Most pastors work long hours in relatively obscurity without people ever seeing their behind-the-scenes efforts. Marital counseling, hospital visitation, board meetings, sermon preparation, and those impromptu phone calls in a crisis are just a few of the things that he does every month. The often-told joke is, "Pastor, it must be nice to only have to work one day a week." Sometimes it isn't even put in the form of a joke, but a barb. "So, Pastor, what do you do all day?" Or, "It must be nice to get paid to just sit in your office all day praying, reading your Bible, and preparing one message a week." Fortunately, I know that you would never do any of these things. Your pastor is just a guy, a human being with feelings, challenges, and struggles just like you. Hebrews 13:3 says, "But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Your pastor is just as prone to frustration, temptation, or depression as you or anyone else is. In fact, given the nature of his position, he may be more prone to those things. Notice how often we need to be encouraged daily, and the reason is that sin is deceitful. Your pastor is entrusted with the care of your soul. See Hebrews 13:17. Okay, let's see. Wait, I'm looking this up. Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authorities. They watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you." Interesting passage. The email goes on, "But who is caring for his soul? Who is coming alongside him and building him up? Oftentimes we assume that because he's the pastor, he must be a spiritual giant that is immune to the normal struggles of life. Let me assure you, he is not. He needs you to build him up just as much as you need him to encourage and challenge you spiritually. So, in the month of October, intentionally take time to build up and encourage your pastor. Trust me, you won't spoil him or cause him to become conceited. Blow him away with your appreciation. Don't let a week or day go by this month where you aren't doing something special for your pastor. We have an enemy in Satan that is trying his hardest to tear your pastor down. This is one tangible way you can thwart his plans. Let me close by giving you a few ideas. Also, see the list below for even more great ideas." So before I share these great ideas, let me share a fun, upbeat song that'll get you snapping, maybe your feet moving, and it'll certainly encourage you to stop by the church this Sunday, or maybe today to encourage your pastor. But this song is by Babby Mason. It's called "Stop by the Church." And I'll share some of these great ideas with you on how to encourage your pastor during this month of October, Pastor Appreciation Month.
Stop by the church.
Know you've been talked about.
Stop by the church.
That
All right, everybody, either that song energized you, wore you out, or may even become one of your new favorites. I love to play that song on Fridays or Saturdays to encourage people to stop by the church, but it certainly gets the blood going in your body. All right, so here's some great ways to encourage your pastor during Pastor Appreciation Month, as shared by David Monreal, who teaches at Judah Christian, and also, I believe, is the director of their spiritual formation. He's been in pastoral ministry for a couple decades. He's working on his doctorate of ministry in pastoral counseling. He has his master's of divinity from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. So he knows a thing or two about being a pastor and effective ways of encouraging your pastor. So he lists, I don't know, it looks like about 20 or so, one or two liners. So let's begin with ways of encouraging your pastor. Write him a personal handwritten note in a card, not an email, telling him one way he has impacted you or made a difference in your life. Ah, the old-fashioned way of writing. Here's another one. Buy a 3-day, 2-night package for a weekend. Find someone else to preach for him and send them away without their children. Find someone also to provide child care. Yeah, that's a great one. Let them get away and have some husband and wife time to relax and have some fun. All right, here's a third one. Take time each Sunday for someone to share a testimony on how God has used your pastor in his or her life. Put together a gift basket of his favorite snacks. Yeah, I'd like that one. Set up a text barrage where people take turns sending a heartfelt, encouraging text every hour of the day. Now, I'd probably put some parameters, so if he's trying to sleep, there's not these little tings or dings going on in his phone at 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning. But I'm thinking texting him means you have his personal cell number, which means, poor guy, he's probably getting calls all the time on his cell phone. But nowadays, I guess that's how you can track down your pastor. Let's see, buy him flowers. It may be the first time in his life that he's received flowers. I'll have to ask Pastor Jason tomorrow if he'd want flowers. He'd probably say, send me a plant or a cactus. Offer to babysit his younger children so he can go out on a date night or take his children so the two of them can stay home for the evening. Yeah, that's always a great one. Give them a gift card for their favorite restaurant. Yeah, that's always nice, is give them the ability to go out when they want to go out. Don't just necessarily invite them out to dinner with you. Not that you wouldn't be great company, but allow them to just go out at their convenience or when they want to get away. In case you just tuned in, I'm covering some ideas on how to encourage your pastor for it's October, designated as Pastor Appreciation Month or Clergy Appreciation Month. And so last week I received an email from David Monreal. He teaches at Judah Christian School and I think directs their spiritual formation, and sent out this email. If you missed a portion of the program, I began reading the email earlier, and now we're talking about some specific ways on how to encourage your pastor. But let me take a little break, as sometimes people have excuses on not going to church. Now, I know that's not any of you that are tuned in now, but this is a fun song by the Kingsmen called Excuses, that I think Ken Welch and the Singing Men, someday we might put together our own arrangement and sing this. But stay with me and I'll finish up with some more ideas on how we can encourage our pastor during this month of October. Here's Excuses by the Kingsmen.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
In the summer it's too hot, and in the winter it's too cold. In the springtime, when the weather's just right, you find someplace else to go. Well, it's up to the mountains or down to the beach or to visit some old friend. Or just to stay home and kind of relax and hope some of the kinfolks will start dropping in. Well, the church benches are too hard and that choir sings way too loud. Boy, you know how nervous you get when you're sitting in a great big crowd. The doctor told you now you better watch them crowds. They'll set you back. But you go to that old ball game because you say it helps you to relax. Well, a headache Sunday morning and a backache Sunday night. But by work time Monday morning, you're feeling quite all right. While one of the children has a cold, pneumonia do you suppose?
Why, the whole family had to stay home
just to blow that poor kid's nose.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
Well, the preacher, he's too young, and maybe he's too old. The sermons, they're not hard enough, and maybe they're too bold. His voice is much too quiet-like. Sometimes it gets too loud. He needs to have more dignity, or else he's way too proud. Well, the sermons, they're too long, and maybe they're too short. He ought to preach the word with dignity instead of stomp and snort. Well, that preacher we've got must be the world's most stuck-up man. Well, one of the ladies told me the other day,
well, he didn't even shake my hand.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
That was Excuses by the Kingsmen. Kind of a fun song. All right, some more ways that we can encourage our pastor during this month of October. Give them a Starbucks, Caribou, Biggie, Espresso Royale, etc. gift card. Make sure he drinks coffee first. Buy him a fruit basket. Well, that's kind of a healthy alternative. If he's Presbyterian or Lutheran, buy him a bottle of wine. If he's Baptist, then buy him a bottle of Welch's sparkling cider. All right, give him movie passes to Goodrich Savoy or Carmichael 13. Now, for our Indiana listeners or those in Danville or beyond, get him a gift card to the movie theater. Let's see, buy him a gas card. But I would qualify that by saying use it for a fun trip or outing. Give him a car wash gift card. That could be very handy. Offer to come over on a Saturday to help with yard work. I would include or work on some of the honeydew list. Get together a crew and come over and spring clean his house from top to bottom. Buy him an Amazon gift card. Please don't buy him a Bible unless he asks. He hopefully already has one. Offer to bring over a meal one night for his family and him. Order takeout delivery for the family. Let's see, a couple more. Do an office makeover. Ask his spouse to help you pick out new paint and decor and surprise him. Oop, that one you might want to be careful with. Or figure out his love language and make sure you highlight those words of encouragement, gifts, time spent, appropriate physical touch, or acts of service. It doesn't have to cost any money. It just needs to be encouraging to your pastor. And then Dave goes on with this email entitled, Pastor Appreciation Month. I could keep rolling in my 5.0. I'll have to get clarification on what that is. But I'll stop there, since I think you have enough to stir your creative juices. If your church is already doing something formally, great. Just find out who's in charge and jump on the bandwagon. But if no one is doing anything, or this is the first you and your church have heard about it, just start doing it. It doesn't have to be formal or planned, just heartfelt. Don't tell yourself someone else will do this. You be the one to do it and get started now. Sincerely, Dave. And then he has, here's one pastor appreciation guide I found online, and it's media.focusonthefamily.com/pastoral/PDF/cam_guide_2012. Just get to focusonthefamily.com and look for pastoral resources, and I'm sure you'll find it. Well, thanks, Dave, for the great email. The reminder that this is the month that we can appreciate our pastor, though we should do it all year long, especially during this month designated as Pastor Appreciation Month or Clergy Appreciation Month. And let's all be about encouraging our pastors. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.